Pages 26 and 27. The Time Travellers. A problem for Patrick. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
Phoebe and Alex read the instructions very carefully. They were both a bit nervous, but they understood how to fly the jetpacks now. Phoebe looked up at the sky, but she couldn't see Patrick anywhere.
"Okay, this is it,"
she said.
"One, two, three, go!"
Alex and Phoebe pressed the yellow button, and up they went. It was an amazing feeling as they went higher and higher.
"Where shall we go?"
Alex called out to Phoebe.
"Let's fly to the mountain over there,"
Phoebe shouted back. They pressed the orange button to go higher.
"Look at the cable car!"
exclaimed Phoebe. They also saw some people climbing, who looked so small below them.
"Isn't this fantastic?"
Alex shouted.
"Yes, it's so exciting!"
replied Phoebe. The two children flew twice around the big mountain with their jetpacks. Then they pressed the green button because they wanted to fly more quickly. They were heading back towards the park and then past the park towards the sea.
"Hey, Alex!"
shouted Phoebe.
"Where's Patrick? I can't see him anywhere."
"Don't worry,"
answered Alex.
"I'm sure he's okay."
Alex and Phoebe flew over the beaches and the sea, and then over the fields and the woods. Finally, they followed the river and flew back out over the sea, but there was still no sign of Patrick. Phoebe was getting worried.
"He was too impatient to listen, so he doesn't really know how to fly his jetpack,"
she thought. A second later, Alex saw Patrick. He was high up, but he was falling down through the sky very fast because he had no control over his jetpack. With his arms, he was making movements like a swimmer, but much faster. It looked funny, but Alex and Phoebe didn't laugh. They knew that their friend was in trouble.
"We need to get closer to tell him what to do,"
Phoebe shouted. She and Alex stayed side by side. They pressed the orange button and then the green one to fly up nearer Patrick. Then they pressed the blue button so that they started going down next to him. Patrick looked very scared.
"Quick!
Press the yellow and the blue buttons together,"
Alex and Phoebe shouted. They heard a whoosh as Patrick's parachute opened. And they knew that their friend was now safe. As Alex and Phoebe landed safely with their jetpacks next to Patrick and his parachute, the man from the jet hire stall was walking over to them.
"Well done, young man,"
he said to Patrick.
"I was worried for a few moments, but it's great that you knew about the emergency buttons."
Alex and Phoebe looked at each other and Patrick was very quiet. He was glad to see a yellow glow nearby.
Thanks, you two,
he said, as they walked together towards the gate.
That was close.
Then they were gone. In a flash.